On with the news. Norwich City Football Club fans had ticketing issues at the last friendly match. Swedish retailer IKEA is set to return to the city. And an unusual shop has sold out of its stock in its first days of opening.
Hundreds of Norwich City fans missed two stars hit the back of the net as they grappled with a new ticketing system. The Canaries beat NSA Breda 2-0 at Carrow Road in the final pre-season friendly ahead of the championship opener against Millwall. Nearly 20 minutes after kick-off, supporters were still entering the south stand and were left frustrated when they heard the celebrations. One fan said they'd been queuing for nearly half an hour as the numbers swelled near gates 44 to 53 of the south stand as the match got underway. It's because of this change to digital ticketing, another disgruntled fan said while in the queue. The Canaries have adopted a new contactless approach to tickets for the 25-26 season. The move required supporters to have tickets loaded onto their phones and stored in their Apple or Google wallets to gain entry to the stadium using existing contactless readers at the turnstiles. The club has encouraged supporters to go to the ticket office at Carrow Road throughout this week if they have any queries. For those who do not have a smartphone, fans can contact the ticket office and request a card that will be scanned at the barriers. The move to digital ticketing was designed to support the club's sustainability objectives ahead of the new season.
A city woman, dubbed the Sausage Roll Lady, has received a wave of support after her unauthorised baked goods made headlines. Jo Taylor, 73, received a food hygiene letter from Norwich City Council for selling her popular homemade sausage rolls at the NR2 yard sale, after a Jobsworth reported her to the authority. The issue sparked a debate among city folk, who were just as outraged as Jo that she had received the letter, with many rallying in support. She said, "I just hope the person who reported me feels a bit silly now." Jo added, she will definitely keep making her sausage rolls for fetes and yard sales as people like them.
IKEA, the Swedish homeware retailer, has announced it will return to Norwich on August the 28th. It will be located at the former home base on the Hall Road retail park, close to other big brands such as Aldi, Food Warehouse and Home Bargains. IKEA has said the Norwich store will be one of three new smaller format venues to open across the UK. Norwich City Council have now approved the company's application for the unit to sell food and drink. It means that people visiting the site can enjoy the brand's popular meatballs, with 8 costing £5.50 or 12 for £6.75. Other dishes include fish and chips, salmon fillet and chicken schnitzel, as well as a range of bistro and cafe items such as muffins, coffees and sandwiches.
A new shop in Norwich is to introduce fresh ranges after selling out of stock within the first 4 days of opening. Kiko opened on the ground floor of Castle Quarter and is the city's answer to the Pop Mart mania, which sees customers buy collectible items without knowing what is in the box. Blind or mystery boxes like this have become a huge trend on TikTok and inspired by a craze in Asia, with people posting videos showing their reactions as they unbox figures and toys. The imported ranges have proven the most popular, with the Emma brand being the best seller across both plush toys and figurines. All of the plush keyrings have sold out, as have most of the figurine ranges. With the sellouts have come new stock, including Miffy products, and more imported plush and figurines from multiple brands have now arrived. I would highly recommend starting a business, but you've got to have genuine passion for the product and compassion for your customers, as they do make or break your business, Mr. Pannell added. The store offers customers around 70 different blind box ranges, priced from £7.99 to £21.99.
Norwich's livestock market is to leave the city after centuries, with two sites off the A47 in the frame for its new home. Royal Assent has been granted for a new law which will allow the market, currently based in Hall Road, to be located outside the city's limits. Two sites off the A47 are under consideration for the new home for the market, and council bosses also want to build an associated lorry park. A Norwich City Council spokeswoman said, achieving Royal Assent is a major milestone for the City Council. A report which went before City Councillors last October said two sites off the A47 were being contemplated. The authority remains tight-lipped about the potential locations, but it is believed that sites at Easton and Postwick are on the cards. The bill states that the new market must be at least 5.5 acres in size. It also states that its new location must be either within 16 miles of the current site and within 3 miles by road of the A11, A47 or A140, or within a mile of the Norwich Northern Distributor Road.